Garrett Wise graduated from Northern Illinois University just over 3 years ago. And as he strode across the stage and collected his bachelor's degree in applied physics, he knew that, like most students, he had accumulated student loan debt. He just didn't know how bad it was. Every student who takes out federal student loans has to complete exit counseling after they graduate and before their first bill comes due. And this is where he found out how much he'd pay per month and how much money the government expected him to make per year.
And it was, I want to say, about $120,000 a year. It was definitely over $100,000 for just after an undergrad.
That's Garrett. His debt amounted to $85,000 worth of federal and private student loans. And that's what brought his salary estimate up over six figures.
I knew when I saw it that there was no way. I have two cousins that both did physics. One of them has a PhD and the other has his master's. And the one with his master's, he's making, just shy of $50,000 a year with a master's degree.
For many, student loans can be a blight on their credit. It's like a dark cloud hovering overhead for years, even decades after graduation. And for many, like Wise, it's hard for students to know the gravity of their debt until it's too late to do anything about it. That's why Illinois is launching a new Student Loan Information Pilot Program, which takes effect in the 2019-2020 school year. Illinois public colleges and universities will give students or their parents information about the state of their loans on a yearly basis. They'll give many estimates, including total payoff amounts and projected monthly repayment amounts, including interest.
Yeah, well, the schools have this information. They've always had this information. And in fact, basically most of the information is available and given to students through the federally mandated entrance and exit counseling that they get.
That's Lynn Baker. She's the Managing Director of Communications at the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, or ISAC, and they're helping schools roll out this initiative.
The difference here, though, is that this is an annual letter. So entrance and exit counseling is really just at the beginning before their first loan is disbursed and then when they graduate.
Baker says the individual institutions have freedom to decide when during the school year and how exactly they want to present the information.
Certainly, it might help open students' eyes and sort of keep in front of them this idea of, you know, this is how much you'll have to pay back. Now, what they do with that information is a different story.
Most schools are still in the planning process since the information doesn't have to be released until the next school year. They're also still awaiting more guidance from ISAC. Experts say it's a difficult endeavor to give accurate projections with so many repayment options and loan types. Garrett Wise thinks programs like the loan information one would have made a difference for him.
Probably would have reconsidered, not necessarily finishing school, but the amount of time I was going to take to do it.
For now, all he can do is continue to cut into his balance within his repayment plan.
I'm making more money now that I'm making enough that I can actually make the payments and sort of get by, but not enough to really start a savings.
He's working full-time as a chemist now. It's close enough to his major. He's in a lab. It's a science field. He'll take it, he says. But he's still living at his parents' house.
So far, I've gotten down to about $78,000. So only about $7,000 have come off of my grand total. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's making much progress.
The loan information program will end after the 2022-2023 school year, unless new legislation is passed or schools choose to continue it on their own. Since 1990, average tuition and fees at four-year public institutions rose by 156%. That's according to a report by the Levy Economics Institute of Bard College. And on top of that, the Federal Reserve says student loan delinquency reached 9% in 2017. That means 9% of all student loans were 90 days or longer past due. I'm Peter Medlin.